Hey, everybody, it's been another 2 weeks since Ashley and I have hung out on the show, so expect a lot of tangents, a lot of fun, and hey, even a couple news stories. We're going to have a blast tonight. You're going to love it. I hope you enjoy this episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 446 for November 29th, 2018. Dapper Darts. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings you the latest and greatest and crazy news from all over the planet, as well as other crazy, nutty stuff that happens to me in Smash. I am joined today by the wonderful, the incredible, the one and only Red Sonja, Smash, who has had some camera issues. So if you're watching the video, this is going to greatly affect you. You now get to stare at an angry Red Sonja. If you're listening to the audio, who the bleep cares? Just pretend that Ashley is Red Sonja. Tonight, man, we are gonna razzle, dazzle, amaze you with our brains and our skills and the words that we know or don't know and the stories we tell. Man, I don't know what we're doing. It's been a couple weeks. Smash, what is going on? How are you?
I dyed my hair red.
Really?
No.
Didn't you used to have like reddish hair? Like, wasn't that a thing? Like, for a long time I thought you actually were redheaded.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was my nickname in college forever, was red, because my hair was always a shade of red.
And I remember you wrote a story of sorts, and you were the red haired sister.
I was!
Because you were, like, plain touched by the devil or something.
I was obsessed with redhead. No, her mother summoned her from a demon.
There you go. That's autobiographical, really. I've been told before that there were some weird rituals going on to get you into this world.
Yay.
It's too bad you went the Hellboy route and chose not to fulfill your original apocalyptic purpose and instead started doing a stupid podcast with me.
I'm actually okay. If Hellboy did a podcast with Steven, I hate not having my camera.
I'm really sorry. You can't flip off the crowd or anything.
I can't show. I guess I'll have to use my voices.
You'll have to tell.
I need to work on being able to do voices. I played a goblin on Scraticus Academy the other day, and I hear the goblin's voice in my head, and I'm like, okay, he'll be a dude, because I don't know how to make a female goblin, right? And I'm like, sure, I'll play a dude, whatever, like, who cares, gender fluidity, whatever.
Yeah, he, she, her, him.
Yeah, like, I think I was a he and a she multiple times, and people are kind of protective about that now, so they kept, in our game chat, they kept correcting the DM, and I'm like, I don't think my goblin gives a flaming crap hole if he's got a wiener or a vajayjay.
Your goblin was pretty great.
Yeah. But yeah, I tried to get that voice out of my head onto the microphone, and I came out as an effing Australian.
You really did that first bit. And then, like, after that, you were just Ashley. You were just you.
Yeah, and I'm like, I tried to throw a little Jersey in there, but I'm like, I sit and talk to myself all day, Steven. All day. If I am by myself, I am talking to myself, and it is in an accent of some sort. I am making up British or Aussie or whatever, and I'm like, you can't pull New Jersey out of your butthole to play a goblin on this freaking show.
You're like, you all of a sudden, when you're sitting there doing accents with people, you get
all
this
nervous.
Yeah, you get these nerves, and you're like, what if this accent sucks? It's like when we play Dungeons and Dorks. It's most of my characters sound like this because this is the only coach I'm comfortable talking in. You know, they all go country bumpkin, and yours all go Australian.
Yeah, apparently.
It's just your vibe. That's the place where you're at home. That's the comfort level, is the Australian / Cockney British.
Yeah, because I guess I talk to myself. So I've noticed that I'm starting, where I've done that for so long and where some of my formative years were hanging out with Aussie people, it's starting to slip into the place where I'm like, oh God, they're going to think I'm... Like, I actually said bollocks as an exclamation on the show to a British man. I'm like, shit.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's British Invasion, right? He probably thought it was awesome.
Well, I'm just like, I don't want to be that person that's like affecting a culture because they think it's cool. It's just, I actually scream bollocks when I drop stuff on my feet.
You do, yeah. I mean, but that's like, that's a word you can use. It's not like you're all of a sudden speaking in an Indian accent and choosing to do things that are definitely not of your culture. You're the Brits, like, we're the same people. We're just separated by English that's different and an ocean. But I mean, we're both technically speaking English. They're worlds apart, but somehow the same thing. So I think if they can throw out, you know, expletives that we use, we should be able to throw in expletives that they use. I think that's fair. I don't think old Scraticus seems like the most wonderful human being in the world, who is like, I want to love all you people and for you all to feel safe and happy,
yes,
and comfortable and good in this space. Like, I think one of the most fascinating things to me was, like, he's got rules, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I was worried about our lovely Var in the chat for a minute because I was like, oh, Var. I know this place, and this place's chat frequency is not what the frequency you're playing in.
He actually, Scrat actually PM'd to me. He said, do you know this guy? Like, yeah, he's a friend. He's young. He's like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that you weren't being harassed. And I'm like, holy, like, and then they went over through, they're like, look, if anything in the story is, if you're uncomfortable, and they had like safe words, basically. I'm like, oh my God, like, this is so sweet, but there is almost zero things in the planet that make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, there are people though that do get uncomfortable. There are people that have had experiences, and so I get what he's trying to do, especially when you start playing with strangers, you know?
Right.
Like, you could be talking to anybody, you know, and
I love the German guy. I'm just like, I could listen to you talk all day. You need to talk more. You're so freaking adorable. I want to squish your little German face.
He was great. His mic was a little low. That was the only thing that was hard. Yeah. I was like, I can't really hear you very well, but I could hear the girl playing the elephant, and her voice was having like an ASMR thing to me. And I was like, I'm falling asleep. Every time she talks, I'm gonna fall asleep. Because she was killing that character, too. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You're amazing.
She played the crap out of her character, though. That was so fun how she stuck to, like, that, like, almost annoyingly good.
Yes.
Like, Hermione in Harry Potter 1.
She was, like, so lawful good. She was just telling the truth everywhere she went.
Yes. It was fantastic. My favorite part was when she walked up. She's like, hey, are you the spy? Because we're here for some spy shit.
It was so awesome. I learned a lot. It was good. So, hey, if you're interested in D&D and just seeing professionals, like people who actually know what they're doing, play games, Scraticus Academy is an excellent channel to sub to, or just to throw a follow at, because they play D&D a lot, and or various other pen and paper RPGs. So I highly recommend checking it out. And Ashley was on there most recently.
Everybody has a fun accent. Like there was the French chick and the German chick and the British chick. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I just want to listen to all of you people talk. And then there is me and the DM from the East Coast, and we're like, wow, we're English.
We're like, we're American. We just sound like this. We have an uninteresting accent.
Right. But he was really good with his voices too.
Yeah, he did a really good job. I was learning a lot. I was happy to get back into our Dungeons and Dorks on Monday as well, because I'm having a good time once I told you guys, shut up and go do the thing I planned for you, because it's great. I had to go super meta.
That was so much fun. I was just like, all I could think of was the like Sub was talking about the master, like updating your master sword, where you go through like the 25 levels of Hades.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, we're gonna die, and he's gonna take our food from us, and we're gonna have to wear underwear and hit people with Deku sticks.
Oh, I have devised this dungeon with some contraptions that will absolutely kill you guys. It's so exciting for me because I know how you guys stuff. I know how you guys play, and I'm really excited to see how you react to things that actual DMs would do to you. It's really fun for me to see you just run into places just blindly. I'm just so excited for the remainder of your quest.
By the way, this is after Stephen made the comment on Monday, and I quote, "You guys just tiptoe around me so much, you just think I'm going to throw bad stuff at you," end quote.
Misdirection.
And then this.
Well, I also, you think, you tiptoe around all the wrong things. It's I think that's the deal. It's like, you order a sandwich. It's like, does the sandwich have human fingers in it? No, what? Why would I do that? But like, if you're in a dungeon, yes, believe it or not, there may be tricks and traps and things up my sleeve because it's a freaking dungeon. It's the whole point of the game. But that's when you guys just run full tilt down hallways. Like, you
Kelly tiptoe. Literally did and gave herself a blood nose.
Oh, that was my favorite thing. That was my favorite.
You were like, and she did damage to the wall.
Yeah, she did do damage to the wall. I was just super happy that she ran face first into it and that it was her. I think that was my favorite part because it could have been you.
Anybody, it should have been me. And I'm just like, I'm so glad Kelly did that.
It should have been you. I'm just so happy. Oh, but man. So anyway, Christmas is coming, Smash.
Jingle bells. What did I sing earlier today that was awesome? That was just to like Mom and Stephanie.
I think you texted it to the group, but I don't know. I don't listen to texts very well during the day. I don't. Maybe you didn't. You didn't text it to the group.
It made me lol.
But you were singing.
Stephanie said I was an idiot. So.
Oh, jingle apex, jingle apex, jingle down the peak of good living. That's what you put.
Yay!
That was fun. Our carrot turds chat is my favorite chat ever.
Me and Jacob and Stephanie and Steven have a chat together, and somebody, I think it was Steven, I think he tried to write characters, and it came out, I don't know if he was using speech to text, but the actual text came out carrot turds.
No.
And so.
That was my dad texting me.
Oh! Okay, that's even better.
My dad said carrot turds, and he's like, you know, like that word that sounds like it's carrot turds. I was like, what? Carrot turds? Oh, characters. He was trying to tell me about characters, and he wrote carrot turds.
Yeah, that's even better. So now it's like a carrot emoji, carrot turds, and then another carrot emoji, and that's how I find my chat with Steven and Stephanie and Jacob.
Some people's parents text them with nothing but emojis. Some people's parents text them like one letter per line. My dad makes up words out of other words, like carrot turds.
Homonyms. There we go.
Homonyms. It's pretty great. We have Smash. This Christmas exploded in my house. We have a Christmas tree with lights everywhere. I think we use like 8,000 lights on this Christmas tree. Stephanie was just like, density is important.
Jacob was making so much. I guess he came over because Jacob gave me an early Christmas present. My Mac is apparently on the way out, and so he replaced it with new Mac. And apparently Stephanie and Steven were in on this, and I don't know how you people keep secrets, because I would die.
I didn't get to talk to you much over the last couple weeks. I just
luckily
didn't have to worry about it.
I hate keeping present secrets. If I get somebody a present, I'm just like, I got you a thing. Guess what it is? Never mind. I'll just tell you.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst, man. I'm not good at keeping presents. I'm like, I got a box. It's for somebody else. I wonder if I could give it to him. It's not like, I mean, Christmas is like 3 weeks away, but it's not like he's going to make a difference, right? They'll be so happy.
Steven is the worst. The worst. Around Christmas time, what Steven does is goes, I want these things and these things and these things. It's a week before Christmas. I'm going to go buy all these things. And two things happen. Either somebody has to go, Steven, you're not allowed to buy the thing that you just mentioned because somebody probably already has it wrapped under the tree. So good job on spoiling your present. Or they see that Steven got the thing and then they have to go, you dick fur.
I get put on probation during December. I mean,
he's still not good at it.
No, I'm still not good at it. Like I ended up buying Fallout 76 for myself, and I don't know if anybody had planned for that. I just went and did
it. You and Jacob both did that.
Yeah.
And Jacob both did that.
We both bought it because Tater and D-Wing gonna wander to Apocalypse together. I'm so excited. Part of me kind of regrets not getting it on PC though, because it's so much easier to control with a mouse and keyboard. But it's fine.
And that was one of the things I asked. I was like, I'm surprised you guys didn't get it on the computer.
Well, so my computer has a hard time running a game at really high quality and streaming it sometimes. And I didn't want to risk that. And I was like, I can always plug the PS4 into the PC and stream it that way. So since I got my capture card, so I was like, I'll just do it that way. That'll be fine. I'm having a good time with it. That game is buggy. Smash, like, little gamer detour for a second. But that game is the buggiest game that's ever been released by human beings. It is a disaster of epic proportions. And I am having so much fun playing it. It's like, I don't know why. I can't figure out why I'm just so forgiving. But it's like, oh, I just lost.
It's the hometown, man.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it is, the hometown advantage. I've lost my character. I've had to redo a quest twice. I've had enemies bug out on me and just chase me like all the way across the map. And I'm just like, I am out of ammunition. I cannot kill you. And every time I go back to where my body is, there you are. And I have no idea what to do. And like finally ended up killing it somehow and then got attacked by like four super mutants who just happened to be in the house where I finally killed. I'm like, this is stupid. This is the worst thing ever. I have no more ammunition. I had like 500 bullets and now I've got no bullets.
I can't wait to see you guys do this for the charity stream.
It's going
to
be so great. I'm pumped. Tater, especially as Tater and D-Wayne. I think that's it. Tater, I found me a squirrel over here. Reckon we could cook it up and eat it. It's got a mutant thing. Got three eyes, boy. It's gonna be
that
so
is the
fun.
Only voice that Jacob can do is a redneck voice, and it's kind of like, you know how like your voice will always morph into a pirate,
given
the extent of a long duration, you will always go into grandpa pirate farmer voice.
Yes, yeah.
Jacob just starts at redneck. If he's trying to do British, it comes out redneck. If he's trying to do French, it comes out redneck. Anything. I don't know. It's like I don't know what you think you sound like in your head, but you sound like Alabama out loud.
In his head, it's very sophisticated British. It's like, I've got all those characters in D&D. Like, I probably sound great coming out, but then it's like, no, these are all the same person.
No, they're fantastic. No, you've got a really good old man voice. You've got a great pirate voice. If you could hold your Scottish, you've got a fantastic Scottish brogue.
That one's hard.
Yeah, that's...
Scottish is hard for everybody. And it's not even, like, when you're trying to do a Scottish accent, it's not even real Scottish. Like, real Scottish people are like, this is stupid. You don't sound anything. But you try, and it's basically a gravelly-voiced Brit. That's the best you can do to get to Scottish.
Yeah. I've went to London and I've smoked a lot.
Yeah, yeah, and then you put all this in there, and it's like, yeah, subject has it right. Scottish is just the absence of words.
It's just like it's a low growl in the background.
I heard Gerard Butler. We were talking about Gerard Butler. Gerard, oh, it's not so Gerard. Funny. Gerard. And that's the Scottish thing coming out. It is.
He can cope be Scottish here.
Yeah, he has a mouth thing. He only talks out of one side of his mouth.
I know. I don't know why. I'm like, so he did Dracula 2000, and ever since that movie, I'm like, I would have your adopted babies, dude. Like,
what did he look like in that movie? Because that movie sounds incredibly stupid.
Oh, it's so awful. I love it. It was so bad.
That makes sense that you would that you would love it.
It was so bad, but it was a very. It was a unique twist on the Dracula mythos, and so I think I liked that.
And he played Dracula. There pictures of him?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a young fellow back then.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
What?
Yeah, because it was literally Dracula 2000.
Wait, did Wes Craven, he didn't direct that. Come on, no.
It was bad, but it was good.
did Wes Craven? No, he didn't. He didn't direct that. Whoo, boy, that's terrible. How many of these people do we know? Oh, Christopher Plummer was in this movie,
and Jerry Ryan was in it. The dude from
Seven
Hackers.
Of Nine.
Yes, that married Angelina Jolie that I can never think of, and Vitamin C was in it.
What, really? The Vitamin C?
Yeah,
The Graduation. Nathan yes. Fillion was in it.
Yes.
He played Father David.
He was in robes. He plays lots of fathers for some reason. He did in Buffy.
I love Nathan Fillion as a human.
Gosh.
I got told recently that he doesn't really like it when people approach him and tell him to bring Firefly back. So he came out. It was
I can't imagine.
It was at a con or something, and he was like, "Listen, I want Firefly back. You want Firefly back. Everyone wants Firefly back. It's not going to happen. We're not getting Firefly back." He said, "And we don't have to talk about it all the time. If you really want to acknowledge me and go like, hey, I want Firefly back, just when you pass me, just a nod and just say Captain, and I'll get it and you'll get it and we don't have to talk about it."
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm like, well, that will help whoever's really wants you to know, like, that was the greatest thing of all time. And I feel bad for some of these actors. Like, I know he really digs Firefly.
Yeah.
And the things he's done. But at some point, you got to go, you know, I do other work, right?
Like,
right. I'm still on TV. I was Castle for like 8 seasons.
I was going to say, they did a nod to a Firefly in Castle for Halloween. He dressed up like a, quote, space pirate, and he had on Mal's outfit. Well, everybody just creamed their pants. They lost their mind. I'm like, yes!
That makes so much sense. I feel like, though, you have to lean into a role like that and just be like, everyone in the world is going to know me as this character, and I can either hate it and be a grumpy curmudgeon about it, or I can just lean in and let them love me. You know?
That's very true. And it's like a Worf.
Yes, yeah. He does not want to be Worf. Right?
No. He's like, it's so sad that he did get typecast as Worf, right? Because he's got the coolest voice on the planet. And I'm just like, I don't even know anything about your acting capabilities except that, you know, I believe that you're Klingon. But your voice is so wicked. Like, he's just got this presence. Even when he's walking into a room with 500 people and you're like 17 rows back and he's grumpy and doesn't want to be there, he has a presence.
Yeah, you're still watching him. You're still like, dang, that guy. And I mean, and we saw what, him and Data at Dragon Con at the same time?
Yes.
And you're like, Brent Spiner doesn't want to be Data either. But he's up there being snarky and sarcastic about it.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, yeah, we did stuff. And then Deanna Troi was just awful.
Oh my god, she's I appreciate that she uses her platform, but she's very socially and politically active.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely uses her platform to get some of the stuff across, and she's a very strongly opinionated person.
she was spunky. I mean,
yes.
When you're basically cast in Star Trek to play a sex symbol.
Yeah,
You kind of, I imagine that puts a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, because everything I've ever seen with Deanna Troi, it's always, if an episode focuses on her, it's focusing on some weird thing about Betazoid women.
Yeah, that's very true.
Betazoid women.
The, like, relationship between her and Riker. And,
oh, yeah. You're dating a Betazoid woman. Guess what? We go into heat for
Betazoid,
6 months.
Steven.
What? I'm a Betazoid? I don't go into heat for like 3 years.
No, it's the empath. You're an empath.
Oh, that's what they do? Because the only thing I've ever heard is people joking about how Betazoid women have like a heat phase.
Oh, Lord.
They, like,
no, it's the biggest part of the show. So she's half Betazoid, right? Her mother was Betazoid, but she's empathic. Like, they can, like, gauge the situation by walking into a room and going, that guy really wants some French fries, and that guy, you know, basically she's a glorified body language reader.
Oh, I see. I can be one of them then.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm a Betazoid.
I mean,
I walk in and I go, people are tense. Why are people tense?
Yes.
Why are people tense? I'm tense now. What is going on? No, we're all fine. No, you're not.
Like, I think Steven and I really struggle with people that cannot tell that other people are obviously insert emotion. Because you walk into a room and Steven are like, ugh. Like, you walk into a wall and then somebody just walks in behind us not being able to read the room whatsoever, and we're kind of left wondering how that's possible. How can you not see what is so clearly evident to us?
Yeah. Things are wrong here. And then me and Ashley are like, high five, go home? Yeah, high five, go home.
GTFO? GTFO.
So I've been at those parties before. I'm like, somebody needs to make an excuse real quick. Why are we here? Let's go. Don't want to be here no more. There's clearly some shenanigans, and I want to go home.
That was pretty much just all every high school party I ever went to.
I went to a few, like, post-college, but still in college age, you know, that, like, 18 to 24 vibe. And I think I was, like, 23 or 24, and I went to this party at an apartment. I was like, no one here is my jam. Like, the person I came with is, but everybody else I'm pretty sure is playing beer pong. And this is before I drank and everything. Playing beer pong, I'm pretty sure there's weed here somewhere. That guy's talking about his pet rat. I want to go home. Like, I want to go home pretty bad.
This is not fun for me.
It was like, it was on the wrong side of town. I was like, I don't want to be here. I think I'm ready to leave immediately.
That's one thing I really have been enjoying about the Duke games, because it's kind of like going to a really fantastic college party that has the graduate students, the undergrad students, and then the, like, parental alum there. So you've got everybody you could possibly want to hang out with. You've got the really posh people and then their children, and, you know, their children in various stages of their life. So it's kind of like walking into a really great party, and you just go find your group, and you can immediately chat about things.
Yeah, you have to navigate towards the tribe. You know where they are. You can find them. You can point them out.
And then you go to your assigned seats. I will say that so Jacob and I sit two seats from the end. Like, that's just where we always sit because we have to. Mm-hmm. And there's these two guys that sit on the very end, and they're super duper cool. But every once in a while, if they can't make the game, they'll sell their tickets. And the two guys that were sitting there this time, I was not a fan of. They were a bit older, but not terribly. They were like in their late 40s. The one guy, when the Dancing Devils came out, which were the dancers, they're fantastic, by the way. The guy goes, "Hot damn, these Dance the Devils. I swear they just get prettier and prettier every year." And I'm like, did you just make like an inappropriate age I keep getting older and they keep getting younger.
You know what I like about high school girls. All right, all right, all right.
Essentially, that's what he did. And I'm just like, don't breathe the same air as me.
I struggle with dudes, man. Like, I got no words. But, like, they do that, right?
Say it out loud, man. Yeah, like, keep that shit to yourself, you creepy scuzz-sucking a-hole.
I told you the story about the guy I was working late with. It was an overnight system outage kind of thing, and we were hanging out in our little war room, and he was down there and just started randomly telling stories about his sexual partners.
Oh, gross.
And he was like, he's not the kind of guy that looked like someone you wanted to think about engaging in anything. Let's just put it that way. But he was
no Jared Butler.
And somebody had mentioned P90X, and I was like, yeah, I tried doing that for like a week or two. He was like, yeah, man, I took that P90X. I started doing that, and my girl, she didn't even know what happened. She said, I didn't know you could do that. I said, I didn't either.
Ew.
That P90X, yeah, she really liked to get tied up. That was her thing. She was 19. You want to see a picture of her? I'm like, you're the grossest human being. Like, I have to work with you, so I gotta be, like, cordial, but I really want to tell you to just please go home. Like, I don't. And you try to shut it down by just completely getting yourself disinterested. Like, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. I want to think about it. Nobody in this room is willing to talk about all their personal business, especially with you. And you're like a contractor. This dude could have been walked out of the building for saying anything inappropriate. And he's just like, yeah, I really like the young girls, you know, doing the thing. I'm like, I don't want to hear about it. She was wild. That kind of stuff. And he sounded like that. And he had this laugh. And me and my buddies ever since then, every time we say something perverse, we laugh the same way. But he used to just say something and we go,
is that? I wonder. I just thought that was like a you thing.
No, it's real. It's real. And it came from this guy. She really liked it. You know, she was kind of wild, man. It was the worst. It was the absolute worst. So if you are that guy, I do not want to be your friend.
Oh my God.
I like Og's suggestion. He said, next time that happens, when they're lying about all the chicks they just got, tell them you're gay.
That's amazing.
Sorry, dude, I'm gay. I'm not into the boobies.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. I love butts and stuff. That's what I do.
I know boobies that I cannot lie.
No, I just don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. I like Jacob and I have talked about before, I just grew up being taught to respect women and don't say horrible things like that in front of the dudes. Just don't. Just don't do it. You've got plenty of other things to talk about. You've got other ways to connect with someone than going, let me tell you about my recent conquest.
So I feel like if you're in a safe group and you want to talk about your recent conquest because you're just like, hey, this was weird, or this was fun, or
this was weird.
Have
you ever seen one of these?
Right. Yes. It's you know what? I'm dating a circus sideshow actress, and guys, I gotta tell you know, like whatever. There's a difference between having that conversation in like your safe space versus being incredibly objectifying outside in a public area. And I'm like, what? Like, if you want to think that, great, more power to you. Like that eventually will, everyone around you will eventually figure that out, and you will be left with the friends that are okay with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how life works. But I don't want to hear you objectifying women that are 20 years younger than you while you're sitting next to me, because I'm very tempted to stick my boot up your ass in their honor.
dudes don't know they're getting old. It's so weird. I don't get it. Like, me and Stephanie watched something on BuzzFeed, and this dude was 60 years old, and he was talking about how could you imagine looking down a 60-year-old vagina? And I'm like, you have a 60-year-old wiener, you a-hole. Like, what? What is wrong with you? Like, you are an old man. You know, like, come on.
What the hell were you watching about a 60-year-old vagina?
So, okay, so BuzzFeed has these little things on Netflix. I hate literally everything BuzzFeed does. Okay, almost everything BuzzFeed does. Because they're listicles, and they're stupid, and they're just frustrating era of the internet that we're in. But they have created these little 15-minute mini documentaries up for Netflix. And they're about all kinds of things. There was one about men's rights activists, which was kind of interesting. And I know that sounds completely ridiculous, and I have a lot of thoughts on it, but we don't have to talk about that now. But there is the one we watched was about sex bots. It was about the people that make the real doll, the one that looks and feels like a human being, except
that
it's
are heavy
not
AF.
Yeah, they weigh 270 pounds because they're made of like latex.
Yeah.
But so they'd invented a robot head that actually could talk to you and go, I like your wiener, you're amazing. Do that again, you know, and it's totally a robot. And I don't know, you're not fooling anybody. Do that again. That felt nice. You look great today.
Like Siri.
Oh, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. But this guy, like, he has like seven of them. The guy they went and interviewed, and he wouldn't interview with his face on camera or anything, but his name is Brick. They did reveal that he has a YouTube channel. Don't Google this. Brick Doll Banger. If you're interested in that. But he's an older guy. Heavy set gentleman, and he orders these dolls all the time, and he on a forum of other people who engage in activities with dolls and have this feeling that they don't need real connection because they're connecting with this artificial thing. And I'm just like, you are so broken as a human being, and you just don't even know.
I mean, I feel like that's fairly on par with what people do socially to engage now, right? Like, nobody has a real, well, I will not say nobody, a lot of people, especially kids that grew up on technology, right? Like, their social connection is through Instagram and Snapchat. So that's not a huge stretch to say, like, my connection with the doll or a hologram isn't valid, right? Because I mean, if that's what you've grown up on and that's what you know, then why would that, I mean, that would be the next step up, right? Like, not only is this a picture, but I can squeeze her boobles.
But he didn't grow up on it. I mean, he's 60-year-old man. He didn't grow up on it. He just got tired of the stress and challenge of a human relationship. So rather than have a human relationship, he bought a doll that he could just put his wiener in from time to time and be like, this is great. I can squeeze her boobs. And I'm the, and it like further objectifies women because it, especially in his brain, you know, because he's like, I don't need a woman because I've got these. Because women are complicated. They have thoughts and stuff.
I mean, if he's, if that's, yeah.
If that, it keeps that, him off the street, great.
Yes.
but I mean, there's more to life, man. Like, I know people are difficult and people are messy, but there's nothing more rewarding than relationships with people, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get to the end of your days, those dolls are going to sit there and watch you die.
And you not help you. They're not going to take you to the doctor's appointments. They're not going to wipe your butt for you. They're not going to make you soup when you're sick.
No, they're not going to care about you. Like, it's when you get to the end of your days, like, your mom worked in hospice, right?
Yeah.
So she's seen this kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
People don't care about how much money they made. People don't care how many hours they spent at a job. They all want their kids. They all talk about their wives or their husbands or their brothers or their sisters or their family. And like, it, if that tells you anything, it's that you need to spend time growing relationships with others. Like, not just banging dolls in your basement.
Can somebody quote that?
I'm just saying,
banging dolls in your basement.
Yeah, you need to go up.
46.
You need to put yourself out there and just be like, I'm going to learn how to associate with other humans because I need to. Because it's important. Socialization is actually a key to, like, that's one of the things that basic human needs, right?
Like, yeah.
Food, shelter, sex, and other people. And I guess sex involves other people, unless you're Brick Doll Banger, in which case it doesn't need that. You're just whatever.
Oh my god, I can't imagine what that YouTube channel is actually like.
I don't know. Somebody go do some recon. Not you, Sub. You're too young for this. Someone else who's seasoned. A Sub seasoned internet user.
Sub is of legal. Let's be honest. Sub is older than all of us.
That's probably true. Sub's wisdom modifier is like a 7.
Right.
She's like, where do you come from? Strange human that's responsible and good at things and kind. That's also on the internet a lot. Like, that's not a thing that exists. I mean, he started as a troll and then he got to know us. He's like, never mind. I'm just going to friendly troll these people.
Sub used to drive Steven nuts. It was so happy for me. It was so happy. I love when people throw Steven off his stride. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Do it in a way that, like, doesn't actually hurt Steven. Like, just do it in a way that, I don't know, I would do it. Like, actually, you know, shove him in. By the way, guys, I had not seen Steven in a while, and I was so excited because he came over last Friday, and I was so excited. I'm like, I get to see my big brother! And he was, like, all about talking to Jacob, and they both started talking in their stupid Tater Dwayne voice, and, like, I couldn't get the second Steven saw Jacob. Hold on, I will back up even more. So Jacob did not tell me that Steven was coming over early. So Jacob was in the shower completely naked. I was running around in my underwear because I didn't feel
that's what you do.
It's what I do, right? It's the house with all windows and I choose to be naked. And I just happened to walk by the door and see Steven's car out of the corner of my eye. And I'm like, mother bleeping crappity crap biscuits, dog farts. And so I'm like screaming at Jacob, but I'm like, Steven's here. He's like, well, yeah, I told you he was coming over. I'm like, not for another hour. And so I throw on my clothes and I like shut the bathroom door. And so I get to talk to Steven for a second. And I was so excited. And then like Jacob walks out of the bathroom naked. And Steven's like, I'm just going to turn my back over this way. And Jacob's like walking around. He's like, I got a towel over my wiener. What's the problem?
It's like a dish rag.
Yes. And so they get ready to leave after they'd like spend 20 minutes tatering and dewaining. And like Steven walks to the door and is trying to open it, except he walks to the door that hinges. He's trying to open it from the hinge and not the handle. So he's reached for the wrong side of the door. And I was so excited that he didn't notice it. So I just kept like shoving him into the door. I was just pushing his arm. He never once stopped talking to Jacob and paid any attention to me whatsoever while his head and shoulder were being shoved into the door and he's just reaching for the invisible freaking handle. And I'm like, I hate you both. I hope the movie sucks and I hope your popcorn is burnt.
Well, popcorn was delicious, Smash.
Yeah, he said it. Jacob's like, I wanted another bowl, but Steve was like, nah, I'm good.
And well, why did he say that? He should have just taken it and said another bowl.
Dang, I know, that's it, Jacob. What I told him.
I thought he was asking me if I wanted more, and I was like, no, I'm good.
I need to try me some of that popcorn.
You know what? Alamo Draft House, their popcorn's amazing. Their draft beer selection is wonderful. But 2 out of 2 times I have gone there to a theater that expresses that there is no talking or texting in the theater or you can get kicked out, I have sat next to a talker. Like, both times. And the deal is you have to complain to staff that someone is talking next to you. So this dude walked in late, which you're not supposed to be allowed to do. But in his defense, him and his wife's defense, the woman who was sitting next to me had actually stolen their seat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so a woman sat down next to me and her purse had jingle bells on it. I was like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you dead. And the movie starts and she starts rattling her purse around. And then finally, like, somebody comes in with these two people and that woman leaves. I'm like, ha, take that. Get out of here, seat stealer. And they sit down and then they, like, start talking about the menu. I'm like, the movie is on. Like, Creed 2 has begun. And they're sitting there going, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What are you going to eat? I don't know. And then they don't know how to work the menu because they've never been to Alamo before. They showed up late, so the waiter didn't get to explain how anything worked. So now I'm going, they're like, sir, how do we do this? I'm like, the movie is on.
Why? I thought they didn't serve you once the movie started.
They shouldn't have, but they couldn't sit down because that woman had stolen their seat. So when the movie – they could serve you all throughout the movie.
Okay.
But they generally want people to arrive early so they can explain to them, this is how you do stuff while the lights are on, right? Like, right. You can look at your menu and this is how you write down what you want and you put it here and then we'll come by and get it. But when it's dark, you can't freaking see anything except for, like, they have a little light under your table where you can see the menu. And this guy, he's asking me, and I was nice. I said, yeah, this is what you do. You write down your stuff. You put it here. And he's like, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Which would have been fine if that's where it ended. But it didn't end there. Then he became one of those guys, like the repeaters or the commentaries, you know? Oh, like when you sit next to a commentary. Like if Creed got punched, you go, oh, dang, that hurt. Look at that. What's he doing? Oh, he's down now. And I'm just like, I'm going to choke you. I'm going to choke you dead. And there's a surprising moment in the movie where something happens. He goes, oh, look at her. Look at her. And I'm just like, we are in a movie. It's like the most treasured sanctuary of sanctuaries outside of a church in my brain is a movie theater. Like, this is where you are respectful. And it was a pain every time. You go, every time Creed took a punch. Every time. I'm just like, oh, there's Rocky. Oh, that's the Russian, yo.
And
I'm
just like, gosh.
I'm done. And I kept sitting there. I'm like, I could write it down. I could write down that this person is being obnoxious. And that would be fine. They just come in and tell them, you know, quit being obnoxious. However, I would be the one telling on them. I'm the idiot putting the thing on the paper and sticking the flag up and going, hey, could somebody handle this? You know, like, he's going to know that it was me.
Is I'm the it only person. Electronic?
Like, no, you have to write it down on a piece of paper. You put it on a flag just like you're ordering food, right? And then they come grab it and then they go give it to the manager. The manager comes in and says, hey, you guys got to calm down or be quiet or you're interrupting the experience of other moviegoers.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's easier just to look over and be like,
yeah, dude, hey, shut up. I'm trying to watch the movie, you know, and the thing is, like, this guy, I didn't know who he was. He's a lot bigger than me. What? He could have waited in the park and be like, I'm going to get that idiot in the Durham Bulls hat. I'm going to get him when he walks out the door. He could have. Like, there was a 6-year-old kid next to me at Infinity War. I didn't even have the heart to tell on him.
Oh, why would you bring a 6-year-old? There should be, like, an age. Well, because, I mean, some kids could be well-behaved.
There is an age limit, but if you're over 6 and you can be there with an 18 or older person. Yeah. There are showings where it's no kids at all. It's 18 and up. But yeah, it was a nightmare. And then at the end, like, to rub salt in the wound, he looks at me and goes, thank you for helping me out earlier. I really appreciate it. And I'm like, you're nice. Like, you're a nice guy. Like, I've been hating you for the last 2 hours and you're nice and kind. And he's like, me and my wife just been trying to get out to go see a movie forever. And we never been here. And it was just great, man. Thank you. And I'm like, you're great. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you guys. I've been waiting to go to the Alamo for 6 months, and I'm finally here, and you ruined it. You just wrecked it for me.
But I'm glad you got to be on a date with your wife.
So glad you had a great time with your wife. And then, like, the stupid part of me is just like, I am glad he had a wonderful time. I don't know when the last time he got to go to a movie was. I'm just so excited for him. And I'm just like, you know what? I lived through it. I got to see the movie. I got taken out of the moment about 35,000 times. But, you know, it's good. It's good. I'll watch it in the dark with Stephanie one day, and it'll just feel like the same movie. And it'll be great.
Yeah, I just watch the CinemaSins, and then that way I don't have to worry about it.
Well, you used to be, like, so anti-spoiler, and, you won't watch a trailer, but, man, after that movie comes out, you will read a synopsis. And
well,
I just
so
don't understand.
It depends. Like, if I have waited patiently and I still haven't gotten to do something. Like, so when Stephanie and I watched The Boy, and then, like, I had to go home because Jacob was tired and you guys were back from your thing, and I'm like, I can rent the movie, or I can just read the last 30 minutes of the movie. I'm going to read the last 30 minutes of the movie and then have Stephanie fill me in.
There you go.
Like, when it comes to stuff like that, I'm just like, eh.
I guess it's your interest level in the movie, too. Like, if the movie's not really your jam anyway, like, you wouldn't want to spoil a Marvel movie for yourself.
I was going to say, I still haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp, but I still know absolutely zero about it except when Stephanie told me the one spoiler. And I'm like, damn it, Stephanie. She's like, well, you should have seen it already.
It was a good, you guys are pretty bad about spoiling things for each other.
Are we? I don't think we are.
Well, you ask each other for spoilers.
I was going to say, if we ask, then we're more than willing. But, like, the accidental spoilers are few and far between.
Ant-Man 2 was great.
Yeah, I've seen Ant-Man. I just haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I really liked Ant-Man and the Wasp. It was Ant-Man 1 again, kind of that same vibe. Similar in likability.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I liked Ant-Man.
Jacob's so... I mean, I was a person who went to a movie like twice a week to a person that will see a movie like, I don't know, 4 times a year.
Oh, all of our money went to movies before we had Sam. I mean, we just went to movies all the time. It was like every weekend there was a movie. Like, let's go to a movie.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I can see Marvel movies, Star Wars, and Creed. Those are the movies I can see.
I didn't even get to see Halloween for Halloween. I heard it was just floppy, hairy ballsack, but I didn't get to see it.
Oh, really? It wasn't very good?
I heard it was not great.
Well, that's unfortunate. I thought it was supposed to be really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It was just like the one reaction. Like I said, I try not to spoil the movies I actually want to see.
What is the Rotten Tomatoes on that thing?
I don't know. What is it? Somebody look it up.
Oh, some people said it was more of a comedy than a horror.
I'm okay with it.
Halloween spelled with a one of them with an A in there. Let's see. No, it's got a 79% fresh and 74% audience enjoyment.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I can see it having...
brings me back up.
So, Stub says the people in his stat class said it was more of a comedy than a horror. And I get that because it was written by Eastbound and Down. Somebody help me out. What's his name?
I don't know.
Curly-haired mullet guy. Shoot.
I don't even know what he's down in...
Danny McBride. He wrote it. He's a comedy guy, so it
kind of... Wait, Danny McBride from, like the movies that you and Jacob watch?
Yeah. Danny McBride from, like, the End Times movie with Seth Rogen and Tropic Thunder. He was the guy who blew stuff up in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, I'm staring at his face right now.
Yeah, he wrote Halloween.
Huh.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember him in... I watched Pineapple Express, and I actually...
Oh, yeah, he was in that,
really
too.
...really liked that movie.
Yeah. That was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. Hey, do you want to do a news or notes?
Yeah, we could actually do a show an hour in.
Because it's, like, late.
I was going to say, Jacob's going to be home soon.
Yeah, well, let's do one or two of these things. Which two do you think are the most fun?
So, read the titles. Go through and read the titles out loud, and you pick.
Okay. Dart farts call foul play. What? Dart farts call foul play. That's number one. 50K worth of lights and cheer. That's the second one.
That's more of a ranty one.
You too can have a bidet. That's the special. Is that the Christmas?
Yeah.
News Bear Left Untold is welcome to Burger Rat, home of the Rat Burger. WTF is Florida farter draws knife to defend flatulence.
Okay. Read the first one and the last one because they're both They're both tooties.
Dart farts call.
Did we ever do a factoid? Did we?
We haven't done anything that we're supposed to. So let's do one and three. I like the burger rat.
Okay.
Two fart stories seems like too many farts.
It's just Jacob's home. Hold on 1 second. I want to get a hug.
Okay. I'm gonna do a factoid while Ashley's gone. Oop, that's not loud enough. Let's try that again. The bee hummingbird is the smallest living bird in the world, with a length of just 5 centimeters. Dude, I didn't know they made bees that small. That's amazing. 5 centimeters. That's roughly the size of your thumb. Like, right? Like, or my thumb. Anybody else got Hitchhiker's thumb?
Oh, shit. I put something on the...
Hold on. We can listen in on their conversation. Anyway, hi. We'll be right back. Ashley's back now. Now, I read the bee hummingbird factoid while you were gone.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. You want to do the dart farts? Let's do dart farts. World news. Dart farts call foul play. Players set more than just their arrows flying at the Grand Slam of Darts this week, with opponents rowing over who had admitted noxious smells during their match. Rowing means arguing. That's a British word.
Yay.
Twice world champion Scotsman Gary Anderson, 47, won the match 10-2 to reach the quarterfinals, but his Dutch opponent Wesley Harms, 34, said he was affected by the fragrant smell Anderson had left as they played. "It'll take me 2 nights to lose this smell from my nose," Harms said. However, world number 4 Anderson said the smell had come from the table side at the Aldersley Leisure Village venue in the English Midlands town of Wolverhampton, suggesting it was from the crowd. "If the boy thinks I've farted, he's 1,010% wrong. I had a bad stomach once on stage before and admitted it, so I'm not going to lie about farting on stage," Anderson said. 1,010% is impossible, Anderson.
I know!
I appreciate what you're going for. Clearly, math was not your jam. It's 110%. I hear that sometimes. That's fine. 1,010, that's just too many percents.
Yeah, that's like all the percents.
That's every percent ever.
Yes.
Every time I walked past there was a waft of rotten eggs, so that's why I was thinking it was him. It was bad. It was a stink. Then he started to play better, and I thought he must have needed to get some wind out. If somebody has done that, they need to see a doctor. Seemingly, he says it was me, but I would admit it. PDC Chairman Barry Hearn, who has helped transform a sport which now attracts sellout crowds, told the BBC the controversy was unique in his experience of professional darts. Dart farting. You should definitely not fart when you're playing darts.
I just love that the guys that were up there concentrating as hard as they could on winning this were also going, who farted, because they're dudes.
Yeah, someone's passed some gas around here. I just imagine it's like really formal looking guys. I don't want it to be like, you know, rugby players. I want it to be guys in suits, like really dressed up to the nines to throw their darts.
Discussing
farts with each other.
Like, I feel like that would be right up your alley.
Oh man, that would be cool. We could call it like Dapper Darts, and everybody could dress up as nice as possible and go play darts.
Oh my God, can you make that a thing?
Like, I want top hats and monocles and everything. Like Dapper
make
Darts.
Dapper Darts a thing.
Okay, someone help me figure that out. Dapper Darts.
I'm just gonna hashtag that.
I need to send that to the Havana cigar lounge. They have a dart. They have a couple dart boards.
Dapper Dart Night.
We could go down there and people be like, "What are you guys doing?" We're like, "It's Dapper Darts. We're gonna play some Dapper Darts."
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, legitimately, this needs to be an idea that comes to fruition, because I feel like this is an idea worth pursuing.
I feel like it has legs. I don't know how to do it, but I feel like
it's now the show title. I demand it.
No, you know what we can do? We can have a little dart tournament in the garage, if my garage ever gets clean, and we'll call it Dapper Darts, and we'll invite people. Be like, "You got dressed to the nines. We're gonna drink from like martini glasses and highball glasses and stuff."
Suit up, play darts.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. And we should stream that.
And I will contact my enamel pen lady and get you some enamel pens made.
That would be great. Oh, Zapho says we could bring an electronic dartboard to Dragon Con. We can play Dapper Darts in the Marriott there.
Oh, the Dapper Dart crew.
That'd be fun.
That would be so fantastic.
Fun. That would be so fun. You're immediately disqualified if you are not dressed dapperly.
Yeah, you have to suit up. Like, yeah. Women and men have to suit up.
Yeah, to play the darts. Oh, that's great. I love it. I'm all for this. We have
No, you're not. You're not. Alcohol is so bad for you, Sub. You're not missing out on anything. I'll drink orange juice with you, dude, and we'll just tell everybody we're having a screwdriver.
Yeah, they finally determined that alcohol is bad in any amount. It's just not good for your body. It just tries to kill your liver. And you're like, you're just lucky. It's the one organ where God said they're going to screw this one up. So he made it able to repair itself. He's like, oh, it's cool. Don't worry. The liver is the one organ in your body that could regenerate itself.
We need to contact Eric for our Dapper Dart pin design.
Yes, we do. Hero. Dapper Darts. I feel like you need just a face of a guy with a nice bowler hat, a monocle, and a handlebar mustache. Maybe H&H Man with a hat. And
H&H Man with the top hat.
Dapper Darts.
Dapper Darts.
Like it. I'm all for it. It's the greatest thing I've ever heard of. Let's do it.
I probably should buy a ticket eventually, huh?
You should. I got my postcard in the mail. Oh, they go up again soon.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, if you plan to go, because I'm just going to be driving by myself.
No, I want to go. I want to go.
I want to go. I just don't want to spend any money.
Yeah, there's that.
I don't want to spend any money either. Too bad. All right, here we go. Who's better left untold? Oh, Legion of Dorks pins.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was freaking out about.
We should have that Legion Love pin made for the charity stream and give it away.
I like totally want enamel pins now on everything.
Oh, we could give them away for the charity stream.
Yay. I'll have to ask Molly where she gets hers. If not, I'm just going to use the first Google search I found.
There you go. That's fine. Yeah. Custom enamel pins. I'm feeling lucky.
Well, I did put a link in the chat.
Does anybody actually go to google.com anymore, or does everyone just search from the URL bar?
I think it's an age thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if you use Firefox, you go to google.com.
Well, Firefox searches from the Google bar, too. The Google
does
bar.
It?
I love calling
the
it
Google
that.
Bar. That's what my mom calls it, the
your
Google
mom
bar.
Calls it the Google bar.
The Google bar. I love my mom. Welcome to Rat Burger, home of the Rat Burger. A Hawaii-based burger chain has closed a Honolulu restaurant for cleaning after a video posted to social media showed a rat being cooked on the grill.
Oh, no.
There's so much wrong with this. Teddy's Bigger Burger has closed the Mapunapuna location.
Mapunapuna.
I'm on Star Wars.
Mapunapuna. I'm going down to Mapunapuna.
Sorry.
I love that they only have like 11 letters in the Hawaiian language because it makes all the words so fun.
They fired 2 employees. Oh, these kids posted it to Snapchat, by the way, because they're real smart. How have people not realized that's a bad thing? If you're going to do something stupid, don't post it to Snapchat because it's on the internet and it's literal video evidence of you doing something stupid. And then you get caught because they have literal video evidence of you doing something stupid.
It's the narcissistic age, man. Look at me. Look what I can do.
We're horrified that a former teenage employee would conduct themselves in a way and make such a video of which we are investigating. So, of course, they're going to behave in such a way because they're teenagers. If you have teenagers running your food business, they're teenagers. Their brains have not developed.
Sub would never do that.
Sub would set it on fire because he'd be like, hello, madam, may I see the sparkly piece of jewelry that you're wearing as I walk off and look at it through my shiny jewelry looker adder lens?
What? Because he works at a jewelry store? I'm gonna look at your ring
Sub
through the loop.
Sub is a pro. Sub is if that's what's wrong with Sub. Sub's not a person. Sub was a crow that was cursed to be a person.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Explains a lot, really.
Jeweler's loop. There we go. Thank you, Zaf.
He's got all that logic and reasoning.
Yeah.
Crows
do
that.
And he can make tools.
Yeah, he can make tools. He can use a stick to collect ants.
The company initiated a complete sanitation as replacing equipment and utensils at the fast food restaurant after the video was shared. So my favorite quote, because they're having to do all of this stuff, and I'm sure it's incredibly expensive because they're replacing all the stoves, yada 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 yada. They've had to contact pest controls and have everything done and have people coming in and making sure it's still great.
That seems kind of extreme for a cooked rat. Like, You don't have to replace all of your kitchen equipment because you cook
right.
The
rat. But look at this. Look at the. Would you? So the social implication of it, right? Like, you're gonna have to do all that to A, get your sanitation grade back up to par, and then B, make the people feel like it's okay to come back into your restaurant again. So they're right now trying to save lots of money and not have to close down a location.
Well, yeah, I was about to say this could not be for actual biological reasons, because whatever that rat had on it can be killed in other ways that doesn't require you to trash your kitchen.
Right.
You know, but I agree. People are messed up. They're like, ugh. I mean, I'd go back in there and, like, surely after a week or two, they've handled whatever. Whatever was an issue has been cooked off. You know, like,
I was going to say, they're also using high heat. So, you know, the bubonic plague fleas would have died.
Yeah, I think it would have handled. Like, and Kelly says, the fire would kill the nastiness that would have been on the rat. Like,
yeah.
Unless you be a little bit okay with it. I mean, come on. This is
I just
nuts.
Really
poor people.
I like this quote. It says, we are horrified a former employee would create something like this, trying to destroy a reputation without regard for 20 plus years of quality and aloha.
Yeah, hello, goodbye.
I don't understand what that means, but I'm like, is that really a thing? Like, is an aloha a thing?
I want to find out what, let's see, it means hi there in Hawaiian, but it doesn't. It also means goodbye, right?
So, apparently it can mean lots of things. Quality and aloha.
A greeting also means to be in the presence of the divinity or in the presence of Alo, the divine breath of life. So it could mean to be in the presence of goodness. It's the Hawaiian word for love, affection, peace, compassion, and mercy.
It's the Hawaiian word for everything.
Yeah, but they only have 11 letters. Smash.
Is that, like, legitimately a thing?
Yeah, they only have a handful of letters. Where are your letters? Hawaiian language.
Where are your letters?
How many letters does the Hawaiian language have? It's a reduced amount of letters. That's why, and this wiki's going to give me, like, the full history of Hawaiian language.
I'm really tempted to donate, like, money to Wiki right now, because, like, I normally give them, like, $5 every year.
13 letters. There are 13 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet.
That's insane.
5 vowels and 8 consonants, one of them being the okina, a letter which represents the glottal stop. Is that the chloch? Is that a glottal stop? That's 12 letters in a symbol, so 13 letters. It's pretty awesome. I really love listening to Hawaiian songs, like Israel Kamaka Waka Waka Way. You know his name? See, it's like even his last name is like 30 letters because he had to use 13 and use repeaters. Mapuna Puna.
Yay!
This is amazing.
I did not realize that. So I feel like that makes it make a little more sense now.
And that's why every place in Hawaii is like got L's and K's and A's and E's everywhere.
Huh.
You know, they only have so many. They have to make up words for all kinds of stuff.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Honolulu. See, Lulu. That's the repeater. They do that a lot. Honolulu. Hawaii. Huh. You know, Maui.
Maui. Every time I hear Maui, all I think of is that sexual movie that they made for children.
What? What?
Molo. Monolulu. Maui.
Oh, Moana.
Moana, there we go.
Moana, make way. I haven't listened to that soundtrack in a long time. Sam kind of fell out of it. Now he just wants Transformers to punch each other.
I'm so glad he fell out of it because I hated that hook. Like, when you guys got him that hook, I'm just like, you're horrible people. And you've obviously not been hit enough with that hook.
We are horrible people. That's true. We're the worst parents.
Hook. No, it wasn't a parental thing. It was just I hated the hook. I hated it so much.
Yeah,
I still hate that hook.
Listen, people make mistakes. When they see their children smile, there's a dopamine hit, and they're like, "Oh, I did well." And just like, no, that's
don't
the wrong.
Don't buy your children plastic hooks.
That's the wrong feeling.
.com.
No, Moana wasn't sexual. Yes, Ashley and Jacob are just both perverts.
Sneaks in between her legs and takes something sacred to her, and then absconds with it.
She's
bitch
just full
stole her virginity and ran away.
She's full of crap. Don't worry about Ashley. It's all fine. So, hey, big news, everybody. We've got a charity stream coming up on December 21st. It's going to be an all-day winter solstice stream, like, what, 8 to 8 at least, depending on how things are going. We may extend it. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But we are working on our game list of things to play. I can tell you right now that we will most definitely be playing some of the buggiest game that's ever lived, Fallout 76, Yay. Together with me and Tater. I believe Ashley's lined up for some Warcraft. With Sub. We've got some of that sweet Stardew Valley goodness with me and Sub, at the very least. So we're going to be building a farm together and hoping for the best.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good time. Anyway, it's all for Toys for Tots. We are super excited to be supporting that charity again with our dollars, your dollars, for that.
Dungeon Boss is giving stuff away.
Dungeon Boss is going to give stuff away. Sweet. Nice. So yeah, McFly there. Jacob will be playing some Dungeon Boss as they'll be giving stuff away. So that'll be really fun. We are going to have a lot of giveaways. We're working on trying to get more. I'm actually looking for people, if you know of anyone or can help spread the word for the people who've been affected by Toys for Tots. So people who've actually had people in their life or have themselves been given gifts via Toys for Tots. I would love to hear their stories. I'm trying to collect them so that we can read them on the air, or possibly have them call in and talk to them.
Oh, that would be wicked, yeah.
Yeah, so really excited about that. I tweeted it earlier. If you want to just go to twitter.com/SteveHNH and retweet it to help get it some traction so more people can see it, that would be fantastic. Because I think that would add a lot to what we're trying to do. So often, you know, you give to a charity and you're like, I gave to a charity, but you don't really get to see what it did on the other end.
Yeah.
So hearing from people, I think the first year we did it, we heard from a guy who had been affected by Toys for Tots and was like, this is awesome what you guys are doing. So we want to be able to take real stories and tell them, which I think would be super fun. Yeah, McFly, do that. I've got a Google form available. I can link to it. I got to find the link, but I'll send it to you guys, so if you can share it around, that would be great. And we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. I'm so excited.
Me too.
If you have games to give away, also let us know. HNHShow@gmail.com, because we would love that. Ashley, you playing Doom? You going to shoot some monsters?
Yes, I'm excited to play the Doomening.
It's going to be super fun. I like watching you play anything. It's great.
I will be screaming loudly into the mic.
Yeah, and we're going to finish the whole shebang with Overcooked 2.
That's going to be so awesome.
The four dorks yelling at the top of our lungs. Stephanie's going to give away two pieces of art also, by the way.
Yay!
She's painting an Eevee and a Yoshi. Christmas.
Can I win the Yoshi?
I don't think we can win anything. We're not eligible. We are participants. But yeah, the giveaway of a Yoshi and an Eevee, which will be really fun.
So I've got some art from a con I went to as well that... It's gorgeous, but it's very booberific, and there's nowhere for me to hang the boobs at. So, if you would like some boob art,
we'll have that available.
Yes.
So it'll be a lot of fun. But hey, look forward to that December 21st. Tell all your friends because we want to get as much traction as we can.
Yeah, get people involved because we would love to get a massive donation going, and it's all tax deductible because it doesn't go through us; it goes directly to T4T.
You are not giving us money for us to give to Toys for Tots. You are giving it to Toys for Tots, and we have set up an amazing Python script that I've built that will tell us when you did that, and there'll be a big fancy pants.
Steven has perfected it over the years.
I have perfected it. This is year three.
Oh, Kelly's giving away an Eclectically Magical anthology of stories. That's awesome.
Oh, sweet. With one story from her and one story from you.
Yay.
So that's super exciting. That'll be really fun. But anyway, man, hey, we love you guys. Give us a review on your favorite podcasting service if you would not mind. 5 stars. Follow us on Twitter, TwoDorksTV, SteveHNH, and Fate Kills, PHATE Kills. Tip us if you'd like to make the show better, TwoDorks.net/tip. Doesn't necessarily make the show better, but it helps us pay our bills. You know that it doesn't make the show better because we've been doing this for 10 years and we don't plan to change. But hey, we're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom from Rabindranath Tagore.
I did that just so you'd have to pronounce that.
Hey, I nailed it.
You did. That was amazing.
Faith is the bird that feels the light when the dawn is still dark. Right. Well said. Well said, Rabindranath. I can't do it the second time. I had it the first time. You guys are amazing. We love you. We'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Bye.